From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue visits Texas today to survey damage to crops and ranches inflicted by Hurricane Harvey. One often overlooked responsibility of the Department of Agriculture is overseeing SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as food stamps. After disasters like Harvey, the USDA offers a version of this called Disaster SNAP, and it's just starting to roll out in Texas. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The part of Texas where Harvey hit already had a lot of low-wage workers and a hunger problem, with an estimated 1 million households on SNAP, or food stamps. That's according to Rachel Cooper at the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin.
Harvey came in and made things worse, obviously, and so now there's an estimated additional 750,000 households who would be eligible for temporary help under the DSNAP program, Disaster SNAP.
DSNAP gives 2 months of food stamp benefits to eligible people who didn't get them before. Jim Weil is president of the Food Research and Action Center. He says disasters destroy businesses, disrupt jobs, and increase need across the board. Weil says the good news is that the traditional food stamp program can expand in times of crisis.
There's no sort of quota or cap on the number of people who can be in the program.
So when the temporary disaster assistance ends, Weil expects many people may be eligible to transition onto regular SNAP. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.